Our scriptures today are from Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5, and Psalms 145, verse 8. Ephesians, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Psalms 145, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
Lord, I thank you for this day. I ask that you would bless and anoint me, God, to preach your word today, that it would be a blessing to those who are here, to those who are listening by podcast. We thank you for it, God, that you are giving them the opportunity to be in on our service today. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. I give honor to God and to each one of you and just thank him for this day. I thank him for his love and kindness and mercy. Everything I said earlier, I thank him for it because I'm feeling that today. I'm so thankful for his love. And if you recall at the beginning of the year, I said this would be our year of love and to receive love and to give love. And on this last couple of weeks, I'm like, I think it's time we revisit that. I'm not sure if I got enough of that in this year. I started off the year really good. I've been practicing it. I've been really good at it. There was one person that I said, God, I'm going to show love to her for the whole year. I'm going to do it. And I have constantly, every month, I send her a how you doing card. I'm like, what's going on? Hi, what's going on with you? Just to show that I wanted to show love and not feel what I was feeling towards her. So, I won't go any further because I'm going to be very transparent today. I try to be, so I'll stop with that story. But today I wanted to come from the topic, God still loves you. And there's this song I've been really listening to from one of my favorite artists. And the title of the song is Still. But in the song, he talks about how God still loves us regardless of what we do. He still loves us even though he's seen our lives from beginning to end. He knows everything that we've done, all the things that you hide and you don't want everyone else to see. He knows all of that and he still loves us. He's still in love with us. He still works on our behalf. He's still all of those scriptures that I love, that he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He's going to be with us always until the very end. He still loves us regardless of what we've done. Regardless of how it feels like there's no one there that loves us. It feels like you're, have you ever felt like that sometimes? You know, I was thinking back on when my both parents were gone. And it was only like a year and a half between both of them. And I found myself for the very first time at home all by myself in the house that I was raised in this house and they're taking care of them for 10, 15 years. And I looked up one day and my son stayed with me for a while, but he was like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta have a life, Mom. And so he went home and then I looked up and I was at the house all by myself. And it was hard to get used to that, you know, but what was so awesome is that even in all of that time where I was starting to get used to what it felt like to be alone, to live alone, God was always there. Amen. He always was there. I could sit and feel his presence and know that he was taking care of me, that I wasn't. I may have been in the natural alone, but I was never alone. He still loves me regardless of what situation I was in, regardless of what part of my life I was going through. You know, I imagine it's a lot like, which it is, like when you become an empty nester, when all the kids are gone and all of those activities you have to do. You know, all of that stuff that you've been doing for 20 years, 25 years, all of a sudden you don't have to do any of that stuff anymore. Feels a little like, now what? What am I, you know, what should I do now? Even in that, he's there with you. He still loves you. He's showing you that. And it made me think of Maxine Meether at that time. And I share this all the time because it really touched me when she was, we went to Prairie Gate to see her. And she said, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night, she said, I'll feel so alone. And then I'll feel the presence of God. He's still, even in that time, life had changed for her through all those years. My goodness, she lived to be 101, which was amazing and had the best stories to share. But still in that time, he still loved her. He still loved her and was there and comforted her. You know, when it seems like the whole world has forgotten you, God never forgets you. You know, as you go through just the different stages in our life, as you go through, God never forgets us. He He loves us. His love is so amazing. It's so amazing. That's why the song at the beginning of the service was such a blessing to me when he's saying, how can I say thanks for the things that you've done for me? He says, all these things, I didn't even deserve it. But you did these wonderful things for me throughout my life. How can I even say thanks? He says, to God be the glory. And I find myself, I thought about that when I finished school, because I went through so much. I was sharing it the other day at my, when I was out on the road. And when I finished, that was the only thing I could say. When I finally walked across that stage, I mean, not only did I go through 11 years to finish, I finished in 2020, which was the COVID year. So not only did I not just get a chance to, woo, we had a great graduation party and all of that. No, couldn't have any of that stuff because it was 2020 and we were all shut in. But when I did finally, they did allow us to come and we had to sit, you know, how we had to sit. My friend was way over there, and but we got a chance to do it. And all I could say was, to God be the glory. All of the things I went through, but to God be the glory for the things he's done, that he brought me through that. And it was just such an amazing thing. Through all of that, he still showed his love for me. He still showed his love for me. Through everything I went through, all of those different journeys that occurred within that 11 years, there was a lot of stuff that went on in there. All these obstacles I went through, he still loved me. It's amazing to me. His love is amazing to me. And I just want to remind you of it today. That's all. I just want to remind us that his love is so good, and it's okay to receive it. Receive his love. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 says, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Amen. His great, his love is so great that no matter what you do, those things you may be ashamed of, that you don't want anyone to know about, maybe something you did when you were 16 or 25 or 45 or whatever it may be, those things you're not proud of, you know, he still loves you in spite of that, in spite of those things. He still loves us. And that's just, I just want to remind you today to walk in his love. It's so amazing. It's such a good feeling. Amen. It brings joy that even when you're fighting and not feeling so good about yourself, he still loves you. He knows all about you. He knows everything. All the things we don't know. All the things even sometimes even your spouse doesn't know. He knows it, and he still loves you. He still loves you. And he's still working on your behalf. He's still meeting your needs. He's still taking care of your family, keeping you safe. It's amazing. He's amazing to me. I am just amazed because I just find joy. I find so much joy in knowing that no matter what, even when it feels like nobody else loves me, when it feels like, you know, there's just nothing. But, you know, you have ever felt that sometimes, like, man, now what? Huh, it just feels like nothing. He still loves you. And you'll soon feel, oh, okay, there is something. It's not nothing. Because his spirit fills you up. Amen. He fills us up. So my next scripture is an awesome one. Psalms 145 and 8. It says, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Now, this is where my transparency comes through. You all know, you guys know, because I talk about it all the time. But whenever I have to speak, I get extremely nervous and anxious. And I mean, literally, I just kind of worry myself. I guess I don't want to fail. I think that's a lot of what it is. But so I was in Iowa City this week. We traveled to Iowa City, and I couldn't get anyone to tell me what we were going to be doing. I was trying to find out, and I like to know what I have to do before I get there. Even though I know many times, even here, I'm trying to prepare a sermon, and the Spirit doesn't give it to me till I stand up here on this stage. But that's really hard. You know, it's really hard to wait. It's what it is, to wait on God to share. I really preach by inspiration, by what I feel God wants for you that day. I try on Saturday nights to get him to tell me, and he never does. It's like in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 a.m., I'll be like, that's it. That's what I'm going to say. Type up a note so that I won't forget. And that's kind of what it was like. I'd spoken to the lady who edited our book. The book that I'm in is where I was in Iowa City sharing my story from the book as a panelist at the University of Iowa. And so I was like, oh, I probably drove my sister insane. I'm like, I don't know what we're going to talk. I don't know exactly what she wants. I was so distressed, you know. What am I going to say? I know what I'm going to say. I know my story. And I had to, the Lord had to just calm me down. You know your story. You know what happened. So you say this. You share this part of your story, regardless of whatever they say. You share your part of your story. So I was able to calm a little bit down. But still, I was nervous because I didn't know. I hate not knowing. You know, and isn't that what God wants us to trust Him? you're not always going to know. So that's a battle. One of those things that, you know, because we're never going to be perfect. We're going to always be seeking God. We're going to always have to know and learn from Him. And He's going to try our faith and see, you really trust me? I think I talked about that last week. Was it? 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Do you really trust me? Oh, I got there. It was absolutely amazing. It was nice. It was nothing to worry about, but that didn't stop me for the whole 2 days while I was trying to get to that day. But in spite of all of that, He still loves me. Amen. He knows my shortcomings. He knows that that's my struggle. My struggle is not being anxious when I don't have the answer, when I don't know, when I can't see it right in front of me. He knows me. So isn't that amazing? And you know what? I didn't even get that till this morning when I was driving here. He said, share your own story. Share your story of what happened to you this week. Through all of that, He was like, I still love you. I'm still going to be there. He still met me right there. I shared my story. It was a blessing. There was one lady I knew. I was talking to her and I knew that was the reason I went. It was just for her. It was just to share with her. But it was so hard to walk in that. But amazingly, He still loves me. Amen. He still loves me. And He still loves you regardless of whatever that thing is that you struggle with, that you wrestle with. If you think about it in the Word, Paul says he had went to God 3 times for something. He had an affliction. And God didn't actually heal him. He just wanted him to trust Him. And so he said, I'm trying to think if I can get that scripture right. But in it, he's saying, I went to Him 3 times. Trying to be healed from this affliction. And the Word doesn't tell you what the affliction is. So that way you can apply whatever it is you're going through to that situation. God didn't actually ever heal him. He just said, my grace is sufficient. My grace, my love for you is sufficient. It's sufficient enough for you. So you don't stress about it. I love you regardless. Even if you can't get rid of this thing that Paul had or this anxiety that I go through, that I try to struggle with or whatever your issue may be. There's something, you know, that stops you. Whatever it is, His grace, His love is sufficient. He still loves us even when we go through that. It's amazing, isn't it? Don't you think that's amazing? I think that's amazing. He still loves us because we are quick to put each other, you know, to remind us of our failings and our shortcomings and, you know, we as humans, but God, no, He still loves us in spite of it, in spite of what your, that struggle that you have. And we all have something. He still loves us. John, 1 John 4:10. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's love, that He loved us, not that we love Him, but that He loved us, and He loved us so much, He sent Jesus for us to die for us. That's an amazing thing. That's love. That's love, that He would send His only Son. I always think of that when I think I have one son. Sorry, you'd be on your own because I'm not sending my son for you. But God is. Amen. He did that. That's His love. Amen. His love. It's greater than ours. I don't know any of us who would say, yeah, here, take my child. For you wretched sinners, is how the Bible calls it. No. But His love was so great for us. He sent His only Son for us. He still loves us. It's amazing to me that He still loves us. His love is amazing. And I hope that we walk in love. That's our part today, is receiving love. Just receive that great love that He gives us. Next week, I'm going to talk about us giving love. You know, as we wrap up this year, we're heading into Advent, and there's that great love. He sent His Son for us. But to today, I want you to just practice receiving His love. How amazing that love is for us. Not that we loved Him, but that He loved us so much that He sent His Son for us. It made me think, His love is so great. Before I do my last scripture, I thought of Peter. We've been watching The Chosen in Bible study, and I thought of Peter And when they were sitting, I believe it was at the Last Supper, or right before maybe they got there, and he told Jesus, I'm going to be there for you. I will not. I'm going to be there for you. I will fight with you. And Jesus looked at him and said, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. Amen. And on that third time, because he did exactly what Jesus prophesied, he was scared. You know, he was human. He was scared. He was afraid those guards were going to get him. He was, I don't know him. I do not know him. Three times he said it. He denied him. On that third time, the grief he must have felt, you know, knowing that he had just literally betrayed the master, the one he's been following, that he promised that he wouldn't betray. Even with that, he still loved them. He still loved Peter. Isn't that amazing to know? You feel like you've done you ever felt like, God, you'll never forgive me for this. I've done this. You'll never forgive me for this one. And he still does. He still loves us. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've gone through, he still loves you. I think of my son when he was a teenager. I share it all the time. He just gave me the blues, literally. I could be singing, my son. I could be singing the blues because he gave me the blues often. And something he did, and what's funny is I can't even remember exactly what he did, but I remember his dad telling me, he said, this is it. He told his dad, this is it. She's not going to forgive me for this one. She's not going to, you know, I can't even, that's what's so good about God. If I am a human, I don't even remember what he did. I'm sure I was mad at the time, but I don't remember what he even did now. That's what God does for us. Amen. He throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So then when we bring it back to him and we're like, oh God, please forgive me. You're asking him for the 100th time. And he's like, what'd you do? I don't even remember. He threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. He loves us. He still loves us no matter what. And that is an amazing thing. No matter what you're going through, he still loves us. And as I do my last scripture here, that's what I want you to really remember. When the enemy tries to tell you, he'll never forgive you for that one. You know, sometimes we do say and we do things that are not nice. You know, sometimes we don't mean it. Sometimes we do mean it. You know, it's not nice, but we do regret it. We may repent. We ask God to forgive us, and he forgives us. So we don't need to hold on to it. Don't you hold on to it, whatever it is. I'm trying my best to be very transparent. I've had times when I've said things, some things I did not mean to say it, and I didn't mean it in the way that they received it. I'm able to apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. Sometimes I said it just how I meant it. Exactly. You know, and I meant it that way. Whatever it was they did to me made me mad. And but he still forgives us. His love and his forgiveness is so great. He loves us and he forgives us. So whatever it is, you just ask him to forgive you and you can keep on walking in that. Keep on walking on your journey, doing what he's called you to do and not carry that, knowing he loves us. He still loves us. He still loves us. So don't walk in your guilt and shame of things that you've gone through in your life. You're free. You're free from that because of his love. It's so great. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us enough to send his son for all of those things that hold you and bound you and keep you feeling guilty. For all of that, he sent his son for us. Amen. Amen. Last scripture, Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. He loves us with an everlasting love. And I'm going to stop at that. He loves us with an everlasting love, an unconditional love. He loves you. He still loves you, whatever, no matter. He loves you. I want you to take that in the week with you this week. Take that thought with you. You know what? Share it with other people. Make sure that they know he loves them too. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that love. We thank you for that great love that you have for us. We thank you, Lord, that there's nothing we can do, God, that you turn your back on us. We thank you, Lord, and give you praise today for all of the mercy and the grace that we walk in with you. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for sending him. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and glory today. And Lord, we do pray once again for our prayer list, for everyone on the list. We pray for our prayer requests. We ask, Lord, that you would meet each person today at their very point of need. We give you, God, all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. You're so worthy. You're so worthy and wonderful and amazing. To you be all the glory today. To you be all the glory for the things you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.